All right, guys, welcome back to the Raul Blaze Show. We're back from our break, and now we have Mr. Anthony Malvo. And now I'm sure we can definitely hear him. Bossman? Yes, sir. Yeah, sir, finally, welcome to the Raul Blaze Show, sir.
Blessings, man. Blessings, my brother.
Yes, yeah. What going on there? How you feel now, depend on the day?
Thanks for life. I'm alive and ready for everything, anything. You see it? You see what I say?
Yes. So, Mr. Malvo, for those people, listeners, because we have people all around the world, for those who are new to you, what would you tell them to make them recognize what you've done so far?
Well, reggae artists from over the a couple of decades, you know, I mean, 40 years in the business, and I've been in the business from it forever. And, you know, I mean, them have to hear my songs too, because sometimes...
Yes.
Saying anything and seeing the face and hear the name, sometimes they don't even still know it, so they have to hear the song. But you know, as time goes by in the program, they will definitely know who I am. So, but I am Anthony Malvo, the reggae artist. You know.
All right. So that is for the introduction for those who are new. But for us, reggae and dancehall fans from a long time. Tell us how did you get into music in the first place?
Well, music. I used to sing at church with my grandmother, because my grandmother was a preacher, so we used to sing at the church, and then sound system from the can, and you know, sing a little sound system. Then, you know, cause I come from Kentaya Papin, Kingston 6.
Yes.
So we used to sing from a sound system called Black Star, you know, come from my area. So Black Star used to have Brigadier Jerry's sister Nancy Cobb. My sister Nancy used to go to school, Brigadier Jerry's school. Happy in them place them come from. So, yeah. So that's how we started, you know, from the sound system coming up, and then move from King Jammies, Black Star to King Jammies. And here was King Jammies was my university where everything went. We do all of the recording and everything. That's how it started, right? That's how King Jammies. And, you know, we used to have a producer, first producer named Edgar Parrish, Edgar White, and do the first song called Reggae Can Clear. And, you know, so I'm just how everything starts from King Jammies.
Okay, amazing. And apart from your work, in Jamaica, I know in certain reggae, I would call them reggae capitals in the world, you've performed at some great reggae parts of the world. What are some other places you've performed throughout the years?
Well, I perform in America, Canada, you know, the Caribbean, you know, Europe, you know what I mean, like France, you know, a couple more places, you know,
Yeah. And out of all the songs you've done, it's hard to say you have a favorite song, but do you have a favorite of all the collaborations or songs you've done?
Yeah, and it's a song named Give Thanks, you know, named Give Thanks. But you know, we'll put a song them nice, the song with me and Tiger, Come Back to Me, and
yes,
The Rain, and Cruising with Me and Daddy Liz. Yeah, we'll put them, but Give Thanks to Me right now is a more new song about 3 years ago.
Okay.
Or, you know, because we are Give Thanks to Life. Because we take life different now. We grew up, so we are dealing with a different vibe, you know?
Yes. Give Thanks. All right, I'm going to play Give Thanks for the people to listen. I like, don't take it personal. You know, it's new.
Brand new.
You know what's weird? When I was listening to it, I'm like, but me never heard a song before. But this sound like something where it has this authentic reggae vibe. Like, me say, oh, me don't know that song here, you know?
Yeah, it's a song that new come out about. I think Anthony Redrose produced the song. It's a compilation called Singer's Anthem. It's a compilation called Singer's Anthem, and I have one of the songs in it. It come out maybe about 3 months ago. Like, you know,
Okay. Tell me a little, because I was before you came on, I was explaining to people that sometimes you find yourself in certain relationships, and even though two people can love each other, but maybe you weren't right for each other. So you can, as adults, you can say, listen to me, no, we are go our own way, but don't take it personally.
You know what I mean? Yes. Sometimes it not work out. We start out in a good vibe. We can't finish in a good vibe. You know what I mean? We don't take it personal. Nobody cussing and say bad things about me. Come and ask no bad things. But that's why if you know, say, nah, go work. So better we'll stop waste of time. Why wasting the time? Don't take it personal. Let's go. Hit the road. You know, move on. You know?
Yes. And do you think there's anything wrong with two adults saying, listen to me now, we love each other, but we aren't for each other. Let's move on. Is there anything wrong with that? Because
no,
people...
It's happened a long time, but some people just have play. They don't want to say the word. Somebody don't want to say the word first.
Yes.
So they try to do something bad to her, or she do something bad to him against, you know what I mean? But we can't reason out as big people and say, listen, I don't think, you know, because you see, and see the vibe. Make just make her move on before it even get worse. So we can't, we have a good vibe, same way. We can still be friends, same way. Because the best friends them then, and people who used to be with, and you leave now good, you leave now good spirit, are the best friend, because they know you and, you know, a good vibe, you know?
Yes, yes.
Some of my best friends are people who I've been with, and, you know.
Okay. And so, apart from give thanks and don't take it personal, do you have any new songs out now that you're trying to get out?
I mean, new song now come out for the, come out for album, I come out next month.
Okay.
It's Mature.
Oh, Mature. The album is called Mature?
Yeah, Mature.
Okay.
So, we have a song called Trust. Name Trust. Woman for Trust. The name Woman for Trust now, a new song. I think I sent it to you.
Okay, okay.
So that's the song we are working right now. You know, I just do a song, couple. I put out an album, a compilation album called 90s Baby. With me and Assassin and a couple more artists. My daughter is an artist called Tiffany Malvo.
Okay, okay, okay. Yeah, okay.
So, you know, yes, yeah. It was a 90s baby thing, so I mean, a 90s, 80s, 90s.
Okay, yeah. Okay, okay. All right, so I'm gonna let me play this one. Let me see if it hold on, let me see if this is the song I'm looking for.
Can't trust nobody, no.
Ah.
Can't trust nobody, no. I man, see clearly that they coming after me. But I'm ready, firm and strong, waiting for my enemy. They never know, Jah is my pocket. If I dead them, want me dead, them not know that. Countless time I wish them rich blessings, but them want me to live on chicken back. But you are humble and a good and a good you. My life should never concern you. We all know, say the liberty no smooth, but no bad mind me feel me fool. No, and I try to take my word. Yeah, when every man fi a him fi the goal. Hard your neighbor. What you think and your friend would have said you were cold? Who if you trust? Can't trust somebody now.
All right, so that song is called, what's the character? The Who If You Trust?
Yeah, Who If You Trust, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. What's wrong with trusting people too easily, Mr. Malvo?
You have so much people. It's a trust. It's a thing where sometimes you trust a man and him really. I noticed Jamaican songs them. I will appear bad mind sing about it, right?
Yes, yes.
Most of our song them, and really, it's not like say we just want to sing about bad mind, but it's so much around us.
Yes,
it's so ungrateful. It's ungrateful. So much ungrateful. So it's come like you. If it's like every day you see it, if it's not empty, you talk to somebody else, it's like it's so prevalent. It comes like COVID to write it. It just take like, yeah, bad mind and
yes,
something and them thing. So sometimes you have to sing it. Sometimes it's hard to sing it, but it's come like every time you think about something like that come to my mind, that me say, ah, who for trust that again, bad mind again. Come you just play a song before that. Bad minded people, remember?
Yes. So yes. Yes.
I'm gonna do it purposely. But it's just the vibe of the people. Vibe. I don't know, bro. Just a vibe, you know. So just come out.
Exactly. And so the album, right? You said the album will be out next month.
Next month. We don't know the date, but I know I'm trying to start next month.
And and let me just say this before we continue. When you find out the date, make sure you tell we first. You understand?
Yes, man. Yeah, man.
Yeah, what I want to know is I see Malvo. Tell me a little about Malvo Entertainment. This is my
brand. That's my brand. My label is called Malvo's Entertainment. You know what I mean? So that's my label, my brand, everything. We should have on my T-shirt, but you know what I mean. Me a rocker, Mandela, right?
Mandela. Yes.
So you don't know, we have Black Power still. So you know what I mean. So yeah, but Malvo's Entertainment is my thing. So you know, yeah.
Okay, okay. And where are you located? Where are you located currently?
I'm in Atlanta.
Okay, you're in Atlanta. Okay, you're in Atlanta. Okay, and do you have any shows coming up that people can look out for?
Yes, but I have a show in the 19th of June in Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's my next show in June. I just did a show here in Spice, a place called Spice House here, last weekend, and yeah, I was in Florida too about 3 weeks ago in the gardens. Me and Daddy Lizard and Flora Gun and Lizard and Clement Tyree.
Okay.
That was good. So, you know what I mean? And I have more shows coming up too. I'm planning to go to Europe, in England. I haven't been to England. So I'm speaking to promoters and seeing everything going on. You know?
Yes, guys. So listen up, guys, because whenever he finds out, of course, he's gonna
I'm gonna let you guys know. Yeah, first. Yeah.
Yeah. Let us know. So I want to ask a question, but I'm gonna wait until I come back from the break, and that is the direction in which you think the music industry is going. Oh. But before that, what are some of the artists that you haven't worked with yet that you want to work? You see anybody out there you say you want to work with?
Yeah, a couple of artists. I'm like Beres, Roman Virgo, Chris Martin, I've got a couple of them youth, a couple of DJ them. And even some of the young DJ, put them there, make some good song with them, them have Joshy, them have Skeng,
them,
because we can mold them the right way, because we have produced them a long time, so we know if we mold them the right way. Them have talent.
Yes.
Very intelligent, because my mom tell you something. The artist them now is more intelligent than the artist from my time, because we never go to school too long. We just stop maybe primary school. But these are guys, even when you reason with them, you can hear them very intelligent. Go high school.
Yes.
How we send them to high school, We send them to high school. They are my kids. So we send them to a good school. So they are very intelligent. Metaphors, they're good on metaphors. So they just want to get the right
direction.
Mm-hmm. Direction.
Yes.
But they're bad.
Yes. Yes.
Them bad.
Okay. And we're definitely looking forward to one of those collaborations. So this is one of my favorite. I was playing it before, but I'm gonna play it again, and then I'm gonna let this take us through the commercial break, and we'll come back. We'll get into the main question and the direction. What your opinion on direction of dancehall? Okay, so we're gonna leave out to the break with this one right here. I'm gonna ask you about what is how do you see the state of dancehall / reggae now in Jamaica? Whether if you want to put them together or separate them, how would you describe the state of it currently?
All right, reggae,
yes,
is going good. Can't keep the originality and everything is going good. Reggae, reggae is going always going good, because you can't go bad for reggae, because the beat alone wally until you say, listen, you have to sing good song for it. But dancehall,
yes.
Dancehall come like, you have a little bad picnic, and you have to tie him when you go like supermarket, you have to put a little rope on him, and you have to slap him and say, come here! Dancehall now, it can get out of hand and we wait. It's all over the place. What dancehall lose? We lose your originality. Because we are not no more leading dancehall again. We are followers, because the beats are not dancehall again. It's a little hip-hop with a little R&B. So,
yes.
And our thing, you some eat a food, we love that. You some eat a food because they must send them mother, them can come to the ghetto, that good.
Yes.
But we can't hustle it out and just because they might eat a food. We have to make sure, say, the long-term might solid, because we are going to lose it, because this way, remember, so we don't want it again, It's not our one.
Yes.
A little R&B and a little hip hop and a little, then put a little thing on it. It's slow. It's become like, it's a sleeping music to me. Sleep. It's boring. Mm-hmm. Boring to me. If you listen to dancehall, that new dancehall, trap and a dancehall. The new trap.
Yeah.
What I'm going to call it. If you're listening without the vocals on it.
Yes.
It's dead. It's like you wonder, you start bite your fingernail, you start go up on your phone. If you notice when people are listening to them type of music sometimes, they end up on their phone, they don't have time for it. But when you start, if you're a DJ, when you start playing in the 90s and play them, you know this is the difference. No matter what kind of crowd there, if it's young, at the same vibe, you get the same.
Yes.
You can dance to it.
Yes.
So we have to know the youth them, we have made the song them, is because it gone to a different level where we are lose it. And we have to keep, you have to start bringing back. Because the guys, the youth, them good enough. As I tell you,
the youth
are very talented.
The talent is there.
Direction. See, we just need to give it direction. I am sorry, sir. I'll start traveling back to Jamaica. Come in to find some money there. But we just walk to them, not so arrogant. But you know how Jamaicans stay? You start driving like one car, nobody can talk to you again because, we understand it because, and I know it'll come from a long time. From my time, and when you're poor and you get some, and so you get bossy and get cocky still. Because Jamaica, black people thing. It's not Jamaica,
yes.
Black people
yes. Yes, yes.
So them just need direction, but the direction of the dancehall is going down to a hole right now. I'm telling you, it's going to a hole. It might sound good to you, the man, because what I'm sure is our squad. You see the man who play the music named DJ.
Yes.
And them soaking on them brain, you know. Because them not playing it, they can't love it like that.
Yes.
But what they're doing,
yes,
they might play it alone, they might mix it like myself, make a little iron, make a little rubber dub, make a little dancer, make a little. Them just keep one thing.
Yes. So
it just step on them brain, so them don't want to hear nothing else. I just let them know. You know what I say? Them want to hear about killing and. Because killing a gun, man, I sing gun songs for a long time, you know. So the man can't say, why does you them alone? You can't blame you. This has been going on because them see the thing and people gravitate off a negative vibe.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, so I post on Instagram and get all 2 likes.
Yes. See? Yes. Yes.
I mean, a bad singer, some man sing some bullshit, but yeah, my girl and this.
Yes.
Viral him go.
For real, so, that is true. That is true.
Negative when you say go viral, some you say, why? I want to go viral, you know? So we have to sing some negative thing to go viral because the social media take over your brain, you know. So it's trying to be, so, you know, so everybody has star now. Everybody has strip up them clothes, them and do all kind of thing to go viral.
Yes.
But viral mean, them just look for your thing, that means say you're popular, them just look for your thing because you have the foolishness. If you notice some of the people that will go viral and do things, when them go for go see the crowd, when people go follow them, people don't follow them, them just like the foolishness. But if you come support them, they're not coming out.
Exactly. Exactly.
If we have social media in my time, me a million, me a billionaire in a when it comes to streaming and sell record, you know, a record we sell forget popular, you know.
Yes.
We don't pick up on nothing for stream and nothing, or you have to go buy the record. So we are the real people in the business, you know. Now I said the youth them is very 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 talented, but the beats are garbage.
Yes, 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 yeah. And you know what? I've spoken with a lot of on this show. I've spoken with a lot of influential people in the music industry, and some of the points that you've mentioned are right, hit the nail on the head. But one thing I just noticed something today. I did a video today, and I realized that, well, if the DJs don't play these songs, if the disc jockeys don't play this song at the dance, nobody now gonna listen to them. It just came to me today, you know, that the DJ them supposed to be blamed too.
I blame the DJ. Come remember saying, no, I am a producer. I go to the studio, make a song, and bring it to the DJ. The DJ for some album, no, you know, some of them song, they're not good. But two, them want little money pull up, and them hungry, and them want everything gets self. You know, remember one time in that sound system, selector name, and you used to know him, selector name too tough. Like, you know, every man, I stay from front now, walk in front of the mic, and I make pure noise. No, everything's a self thing.
They
want to get. Can nobody know no sound system again like sound? Same I work with him little pouch or him laptop or whatever you want to call it.
Yes.
So it's all about a DJ this and a DJ that used to have a sound system like King Jammy's sound, you have the sound there, but I know a DJ. So if you want the hype, you must play everything and play 10 songs. Play 10 songs, that when I play the same 10 songs, he could have given a man named Tom Jive and say, go play about the same 10 songs, because the same 10 songs play. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So at them and the man who had trouble, they mix it. Man, I say, I can't play it, you know. But mix it up, no man, play a little section. Back in my days, me I got party. Yeah. Used to have soul, used to have soca.
Yes, and yes, yes.
One job, and then you come to the dance hall. Come on.
Yes. Yes. And then it's not just that. I realized that there was this video that went viral that this girl, she went on stage and she got to the selector and said she want to hear some tune. But it's not just that. It even more niche now, because if you go dancehall now, you know the whole chopping thing now.
Yeah.
The scamming. You got almost every song I want scam song. So like when we reach another one, it's a tiny niche market in a dancehall now, where every single song I chop this, chop that, chop this.
Yeah, and yeah, because you want
me never know the chopping, they mean scamming until recently. It's a minute late, car. Me never did listen to the music at all, but
dancehall is a follow fashion thing. Anything you do and it work, everybody want to do it. I saw dancehall, you know. If me do a song, I say, oh, Jai, all right, remember this. Remember when COVID, everybody started making control song. All the money we used to make chopping, them used to make control song in a COVID. Because COVID, everybody, I said, why are you dead old conscious? Give thanks to God. Right. And you know what I say? And everybody starts saying, what? You have to start making control song now. So I say, go. So now you come back now, chopping, girl, this, that, la, la, la. But it's a mass of a business. Because look on this. We are losing it. Remember I say, them take you off a billboard now. Because you're African Afrobeat now, take you a billboard. No more dancehall.
Yes.
We lose Grammy because of we're not supporting the music. Because all of the Grammy nominees are better than the artists, better than the group we're winning to now. See?
Exactly.
But the support, we're not getting support. they are getting the support because them support each other, but we not support ourselves. We just chat and just because we not buy music, we not do nothing, we just talk about things and see me. I say, so now we are lose the dance hall now because we are not no more followers. We have no, we are not no more leaders. No, we are followers because we are take R&B and hip hop and I make tant and I call it chop. So what that about? Yeah. That makes sense. You're gonna lose it.
Yes, yes, yes. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Mr. Malvo, this is a conversation we're gonna have to. I'm gonna have to have you on again if you have an entire hour conversation. Yeah. Because we share some of this. We share some of the exact point of view. Mr. When you talk, Mr. Wolande, we share some of the same points of view. But before you leave, I want you to tell the people where they can find you, etc., and what you have coming up.
All right, you can find me on Instagram. It's Instagram, The Real Anthony Malvo. Instagram, The Real Anthony Malvo. And on Facebook, Anthony Malvo. And look out, May, we have a new album called Mature. Just want people, all of them say, stream it, or whatever I'm going to do. You know what I mean? Or go buy it, or whatever. We just want support. Because we are making good songs, you know. We are some of the greatest artists, because we learn to sing and sound back. So, remember, every night was a thing that for we, you know, a stage show, you know. Remember, we learn to perform. Me now, if you have no bad, me now, if you have no new song to kill to show, you know. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Because the performance and engagement. So we need to teach somebody, and some of the old artists, them need to stop criticizing youth, them and teach them and start criticizing them. Bring them in, if them want a little crit, talk to them, but stop criticizing. Because help the youth, them, because them are the next generation. No matter what, because we'll ever get old. Me never so old. I mean, I'll promise myself, I'm going to say, wait, I'm going to get old star. We have to teach the youth, them, you know, give them the knowledge of what we are doing. So.
All right, Mr. Malvo, thank you so much for being on the Raw Blaze Show. We're gonna reach out again because we need an entire 2 hour or an hour for this, all right?
Yeah, man, and when the album come up, you'll definitely link you and yeah.
Yeah, man, all right. Big up yourself here.
Bless you, brother.
All right, guys. All right, guys, welcome back to the Raw Blaze Show. I am your host, Raw Blaze, here on Streaming Hub Radio. What a show we've had so far. We had Mr. Malvo, we had Allison just now. We had Mr. the gentleman who came to tell us about the recycling. And now we have the main attraction. We have Twiggy here on Streaming Hub Radio on the Raw Blaze Show. I'm so excited. I was singing some of her songs earlier on. I was hearing, oh God, she's around here. Me, I butcher her song. Damn. So let's start by welcoming Twiggy. Welcome to the Raw Blaze Show.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
No, I'm excited that you're here. So how are you feeling? You feeling okay?
More than okay. I'm feeling so okay that I never even heard you butchering the song.
Oh wow, you were comfortable.
I was actually a bus shot around there, you know.
were you comfortable around here?
Very comfortable.
Okay, you like the setup and everything.
Oh yeah, I was actually doing live and I
okay, awesome. Sorry for having you wait so long, but I'm glad you're here now. So where do you drive from to get here today? We're in Florida or out of state?
Well, I was in South Florida.
Okay,
so. I'll keep my location like
yes
locked.
yes
but and yeah,
go ahead. So you where are you located, do you go back and forth or
yes? Okay. I actually just came up from Jamaica to do this.
Okay well I'm glad you're here because would have everybody virtually. So let us take it back for those who because I have a lot of new listeners from all over the world listening. How would you introduce Twiggy to someone who's hearing about you for the first time, the newbies?
Well, Twiggy has been coming from the 90s. I might look like the young guys, but, you know, I'm one of the, what would you call it now? One of the veterans in the business.
Yes.
Someone who has worked with the best. And, I'm not going to toot my own horn, toot.
Yes, you better toot it.
I am one of the best.
Yes.
Still working, still trying to stay current, you know, still trying to do what I gotta do to keep the music alive and stuff and all that good stuff.
Yeah, and I can't wait to get to that part of the interview because more I know what's going on. But taking it back now, how did you get into music in the first place? How did you go in that direction?
Okay, so in a nutshell, I was dragged into the music by Tina Stewart.
Oh, for real? Okay.
Yeah, you look like the tea burning a while ago.
You gave me the tea a while ago. I said, really? Tinga Stewart jogging. Tell me how Tinga Stewart jogging in the music business now. This one, yeah. Yes.
Well, Tinga, my sister, she was Tinga's neighbor at the time.
Okay.
In my family, we were not introduced to the music. especially reggae music, is like, that was like a no-no.
The devil's music.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So I wasn't exposed to it like that unless you're coming from school or something and you hear some big sound system outside, you know, play and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So when my sister started living next door, Tinga Stewart, she was the one who told Tinga that her sister can sing.
Oh.
But I don't think she really took it serious. I think she was just telling Tinga because she just wanted to tell Tinga.
Yes.
And Tinga, you know, she said, give her an audition. Yes. Tinga said, okay. So Tinga took me into the studios for the first time,
mm-hmm.
Penthouse to be exact.
Yes.
That was my first time.
Yes.
And she was actually there with me too because she can sing. You know, my whole entire family can sing somewhat.
Okay.
So we went in and Tinga gave me an audition, not as a solo artist, but to do some background vocals on a new song that he had.
Okay.
At the time, it was called Love Again. If you ever listen to that song, that's when you'll hear Tinga really, really singing, you know?
Okay. Okay.
So, you know, my sister and I started out and she just couldn't deal with the whole stop and start thing. And, you know, she was into the corporate world and she very bougie.
Yes.
So she, you know, she'd tell them, say, I don't have time for this, you know.
Okay.
I don't need it. So she walked out of the room and I did it by myself.
Okay.
Tinga in the process took it and he ran with it to Boris Gardner and Roddy Thomas, all the crooners.
Yes.
You know, Derek Harrier.
Yes.
You know, Donny Ford, everybody. And he just ran with it and that's where it all started.
Oh, wow. And what part of Jamaica are you from? You said Tinga Stewart's neighbor. What part of Jamaica are you from?
Well, originally I grew up like in the Hagley Park neighborhood.
Okay.
But then after that we moved to like Pembroke Hall, Kingston 20.
Okay, okay. And when they heard your song, what was the reaction? What was the feedback you were getting when he introduced all this to your sound?
Well, they actually took me under their wings. They loved me, you know. And I was such a baby at the time.
Yes.
Coffee always remind me of myself because I came in at such a tender age myself. And,
yes.
You know, I'm very tiny, so I look like a little rat around them. Yeah, so, you know, they took me under their wings. They started working with me in studio. And Boris took me to do some shows and stuff with him. Mm-hmm. You know, I sang, you know, like solo with Boris Gardner. And It Derek Harriott, I recorded with all of them, and then I was also introduced to Sugar Minot, Tristan Palmer, Charlie Chaplin, and then people. So
yes.
I was from the crooners to the hardcore crooners, yes, and the hardcore DJ. Them,
yes,
and all of them took me like a baby, you know. Okay. So I was well rounded by the time I come out of them camp there.
Yes,
ready for the world. Ready.
Yes, yes, yes. and what was your first single? What was your first recording that you'd say, this is my first song?
There was this a keyboard player. I can't remember his name. Every time I try to remember his name, I can't remember it. But he was the first person that actually took me under his wings and did a recording. It was called Half the World Away. It was a cover song. It was a cover song.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I recorded that and whatever, and yeah, I think that was my first recording. Yeah,
as in the cover of Have the World Away. Mm-hmm. Oh my God! Listen, I haven't heard it, but I know your kid that song.
No, well,
so I hear. Okay, I'm hearing it right now in my head, and so from local, where did you go next after singing locally? What was your next international stage after Jamaica?
I met Toots from the Maytals' son, Hopeton.
Yes.
And he made me audition to sing with his sisters, 5446.
Yes.
And so they were very popular at the time. And you know, they had some major hits in London, like Top of the Pops. We had to travel for that. And,
yes.
And to the Caribbean for some tours. But in the meantime, they introduced me to their dad, who is Toots.
Yes.
Toots and the Maytals.
Yes.
And he started taking us out on the road as the Maytals.
Yes.
So it was me and his two daughters.
Yes.
So the first time I ended up in like foreign.
Yes.
Was in New York, Manhattan.
Yes.
With Toots from the Maytals, yeah.
Hey, can you imagine the first time you go foreign? Not only you're going New York, but you go far with Toots. That must have been like an eye opener for you, right?
Very big eye opener.
Because I remember the first time I got foreign, I went to DC and everybody could have known something to come from foreign. Cause I'm walking around, I look so the entire time. I look up in the skyscraper then. So I can imagine everybody said, no man, you don't come from, not only no come from America, I'm come from far out. And then so when you had that first taste of New York and traveling with Toots, how did that inspire you to move forward?
I was just going with the flow, you know.
Oh, for
because
real?
Yeah, because I never really planned to be in music. I really didn't.
Oh wow.
You know, I'm a very shy person.
Yes.
And so for the most part, I always like to stay in the background and just do my thing at home and just sing.
Yes.
So when I went on tour for the first time, the biggest eye opener for me.
Mm-hmm.
Was all the white people that I saw
hold,
following
Twiggy, to hold that thought. We're gonna go for a quick break and come back with Twiggy. Okay, guys, so don't go anywhere. Stay right there. And I have giveaways to give in afterwards. Okay.
Habits can make or break you, and the best way to have healthy habits is with intent. Morphia is the herbal tea and smoke blend provider, ready to fit into your routine. Morphia creates signature blends of powerful teas and natural smoking herbs that aid in healing and nourishing the body day after day. Ditch your unhealthy habits and become a better you with Morphia. Morphia, enhance your daily ritual with intent.
Welcome from Jamaica in a little tin called Tasty Cheese. And the old to the young, them love that cheese, yeah. In a little tin called Tasty Cheese. Can't stay home if we not have Tasty Cheese. Can't hold a vibe if we not have Tasty Cheese. Easter, I come me up for Tasty Cheese. Family, I link up me up for Tasty Cheese.
Oh, yeah, all a little vibe with the sound, all a little vibe. All a little vibe and thing, yeah.
Well, I'm vibes with the family this Easter with Tasty Cheese.
Western Union is here for you. Available 24/7 every day. The Western Union app and the website gives you the option of sending money from the comfort of your home straight to your loved one. With Western Union, you can send money to banks in Jamaica, including Jamaica National, JMMB, Scotiabank, NCB, First Global Bank, and more. Tell your receiver in Jamaica to register their bank account by visiting www.gkmsonline.com or their nearest Western Union location and receive funds directly into their bank accounts. Get fast and convenient service when you download the Western Union mobile app or go online at wu.com. For more information, visit wu.com or call 305-608-6325. Services may be provided by Western Union Financial Service, Inc. NMLS number 906983 or Western Union International Services, LLC. NMLS number 906985, which are licensed as money transmitters by the New York State Department of Financial Services. See terms and conditions for details.
Hey baby, it's not personal. Whoa, whoa.
Come on and do me, baby.
All right, guys, welcome back to the Raoul Blaze Show. Here on Streaming Hub Radio, South Florida's number one online radio program, radio station. And I'm here with Twiggy, talking about how she began and her first time got frightened. And totally a frightened Friday, like the same. Twiggy, you're just a legend in the industry. And I want to, so this song right here, Do Me Baby, I was talking about it earlier on because that's actually that's one of my most favorite songs ever.
Aww.
And yes, I love that song. And a matter of fact, I think I heard it play, you know, when you look like grew up and you hear your parent in the sound system I play, me take me hear it first. Mm-hmm. And then later on in life me realize Prince and Melissa Morgan did a version. So tell me about what made you do that cover, that it's a wonder. I never thought it could get any better, but it did get better in retrospect. Tell me how that cover came about.
You know, I just know I used to love the Prince and the Melissa Morgan version. Yeah.
Yes.
Before, you know, when I was a little girl, I used to just hear Do Me Baby and I'm just singing it. Not even realize I'm a little bad.
Yes. Yes.
Not even realize, you know, but I just loved it, you know, because I really love singing with high ranges and stuff.
Yes.
And whatever. So when I was at Penthouse and Freedom Blues Rhythm Drop.
Yes.
As one of the only little females amongst the men.
Yes.
You always have to find something. And yes. I don't know. I think while that was good, I just heard the Do Me Baby melody in my head.
Yes.
And it's so interesting. I always say that us Jamaicans, we can take a well-composed and a well-arranged song and put it on a two chord.
Yes.
And just sing it like it was made for that.
Yes.
So that's what I heard in my head, is a skill you have to do that though.
Yes.
Not anybody can do it. So that's how that song came about. No spectacular
thing. Wow. Wow. That's amazing. And then, over the break, we spoke about Japan. I know you, I know you're big in Japan, because when I was in Japan, actually, one of my teachers actually asked me about you, because whenever you're Jamaican and you go and you go to places like Japan, they think you're the ambassador for everybody. So they mm-hmm. asked me about music, and I lived there for 5 years or 6 years. Mm-hmm. And one of my teachers actually went to one of your shows and heard you perform. How did Japan come about? How did you get to in the Land of the Rising Sun?
Okay, so while touring with Toots and his daughters and stuff, and Bart's gone and all of them,
mm-hmm.
The Japanese came to Jamaica,
mm-hmm.
and I do not know what was the criteria for choosing the artist that they wanted to work with, but I was one of the artists that they chose.
Okay,
and I just started working with them and working with Naki, okay. who was like a major Japanese reggae star. You know?
Yes, yes,
and it all just flowed from there. I had to be going to Japan like every minute. Japan was like my yard.
Yes.
Back and forth doing promotions and stuff, along with other artists that they were working with, you know. Yes. I remember Tristan Palmer was one of them, and quite a few more people. Wow. And you know, in working with Naki and stuff, we actually co-wrote a song called Something Special, and it became a major number one song there. Wow. And you know, because of that, now Takion, which was a production company, they merged with Sony Japan. And in merging with Sony Japan, they started working with me over there. And I did an album for them, an album singing Mariah Carey songs. Yes. And
she is big of a, they worship her in Japan.
Mm. Well, my album, when it dropped, she said them for pull it because it was major.
Ah.
So, you know, and that's when I stopped listening to Mariah Carey.
Okay. So she heard it and she told him to pull it.
Yeah, apparently. Oh, because they had to get the permission from them at the time to do it. And then when he came out, she was like, well, that's what I heard.
Yes, yeah.
You know, they had to shelve it afterwards.
And if it wasn't good, Mariah Carey wouldn't care. She wouldn't care.
No.
But clearly, it was good. I was like, wow. Yeah, oh, man. And you know what? I'm favorite singing about me. Next time, I go like, Mariah, see you.
Right?
Yes,
but okay. See, I cut my eyes.
Yes, Mariah, I'm going to see that after Jimmy Nappin and Manjushi again.
Whatever.
Yes, okay, that's amazing. And then, not just Japan, but in certain parts of Africa, you are phenomenal. Tell me about the motherland and your performances there and your relation with music there.
Well, Africa, that's a whole nother ball game. Lord, the African people make me feel like Whitney Houston, you know.
Oh, Lord.
And I remember the first time I went there, I went there with Buju Banton, and I was a major headliner. He was a major headliner.
Yes.
And I you know, as I entered the airport, this guy dressed, you know, in jacket suits and stuff, he came up and he asked one of the ladies, are you Twiggy? And she said no, and that's her.
Mm-hmm.
And he came over to me and he said, this was we dropped in Uganda, Africa first.
Yes.
It was gonna be an African tour.
Yes.
And when we dropped in Uganda, he came up to me and he says, hi Twiggy. Mm-hmm. You know, and he told me his name, and then he says, I was appointed by the government of Uganda to be mm-hmm. your bodyguard.
Wow. Wow.
So I was like, wow. You sure?
Wow.
Yeah, and he said, yes. Wow. And I'm like, no, really? And he said, yeah. And then he says, I have my men. We're appointed to take care of you.
Yes.
And when it was like so crazy. The newspaper, the radio, everybody was out. Yeah, I was on the front of the newspaper. Mm. And I didn't know I was this big in Africa.
Yes.
I didn't know. I really didn't know. And mm-hmm. because even so, I wasn't even prepared for the lengthy show that I was supposed to do, because they were expecting me to come and do a like a real long show.
Okay, okay.
And because I didn't know that I was that big.
Yes.
I just had a short set ready for them, like 45 minutes.
Yes.
So, I mean, even when I went to the hotel, they wouldn't let me inside of my room until they check out everything.
Wow. With some security detail
and stuff. Yeah, and all of that. I have security standing at my door 24 hours.
Watch big star.
Watch
celebrity. Don't. I like it.
He wouldn't go. He wouldn't even go to eat. I had to be slipping him a little supplement when we carried him a suitcase and stuff until eat something. And it was like that until the day I had to go on the plane to leave.
Yeah.
He made sure that I got on that plane.
Yes.
And that I was okay. And yes. He was even sick the day. He had pneumonia and he wouldn't leave me alone until that plane went off. But Africa was like huge. Mm. I was totally in shock. And I mean, even when I started doing the shows, I had to be finding ways to extend the shows.
Yes. Yes.
Because the people were disappointed because they loved me, but they were disappointed because they were like, the show was too short.
Yes.
And
yes.
You know what? These people, they still support me 100% now. They still love me and they still can't wait for me to come back. So thanks, Africa. I love you guys too.
Yes, that's awesome. One of your songs was actually the Beatles had so your song was one of the biggest outside songs apart from a song from the Beatles, right?
Yes.
Which single was that?
It's Too Late.
Yes, It's Too Late. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, on a champion rhythm.
Yes.
I never knew that you were loving me. You never talked or even showed me how you feel. Now I'm in love with someone else and you are blue. Next time you're falling for a girl, give her a clue. Baby, it's too late. Someone else is in your place.
Hey, wait no man, wait no. Wait no man, on my phone now, record. Listen to me no man. Listen to me no man. You know what, you see, I can't go live because you know, TikTok and Instagram kind of have medical time out. But I wanted to record, but I'm like, if you take up a phone, you're going to get distracted from what's going on. That's listen to me now, man. Guys, as you see, I'm here with Twiggy, guys, and we're talking about the places she's performed and the songs that she's done. And I'm going to ask you to give me a little piece of It's Too Late again. Okay, this time I want to check out my phone so when I can post it later on for those who miss the interview. Okay, so guys, listen in a man, listen, because more want to know feel, more to know feel song and more to know feel melody. Yes, and this is how you sing. This is how you sing. And you talk about that skill to take a song like Do Me Baby and put it on an article reggae. That takes skill and composure. All right, so we're gonna hear It's Too Late again. A little part of it, you understand? Because she's a big time star, we can't really tell out our voice. Because we're gonna talk about what you have coming up in a sec. Because I really want to know, and I really want to hear your voice on the radio soon again. And all these songs that you send to us, they're gonna be a part of my playlist on the radio.
You.
Okay, of course, anytime, darling. All right, so give us a little piece of It's Too Late again.
All right, It's Too Late is on the champion rhythm, and it was one of the, still is one of the biggest songs in Africa. And even India got in touch with me 2020 and they said to me, It's Too Late is becoming a major hit over here to us stuff and whatever. They wanted dub plate and stuff for it and all of that. So this is how It's Too Late goes.
Okay.
I never knew that you were in love with me. You never talked or even showed me how you feel. Now I'm in love with someone else and you are blue. Next time you're falling for a girl, give her a clue. Baby, it's too late. Someone else is in your place. I wanted you to love me, but you made me wait. Baby, it's too late. Someone else is in your place. I know you love me now, boy, but it's an act of faith.
All right. Of course, pull up. That's it. Too late by Twiggy. Of course, guys, if you're joining us, if you're missing this wonderfulness, you're gonna go back on YouTube and see the entire show with Chico on the line right here. We're gonna wait until we come back from the break to get into the interview with Chico, but we are still here with Twiggy talking about what she's done and what she has planned. Do you have anything planned coming up soon in Florida, South Florida, for people who want to see you perform?
No show. So guess what, guys?
Yes. No show. So no here.
May I have to go to that fiesta again? Yeah, but I have a new single coming out soon.
Okay.
And guess what? Yes. It's in the same vein as It's Too Late.
Okay.
So
okay.
When you hear it,
yes,
a lot of people going to be, I have to say this in a British accent.
Yes.
A lot of people are going to be grabbing their pearls.
Oh,
because Twiggy, I come back little hardish one day.
Okay, we can't wait. So, guys, let us go for our quick break, and when we come back, we'll be back with Twiggy, and of course, we're gonna have Chico live here on the Robles Show and Streaming Hub Radio. Don't go anywhere. Share this live with your friends and family. And we're coming back with some full force and to give away some tickets. All right, stay tuned.
Call back again. So question, Shibano, why you work so hard to get her? Then neglect her like you lost from the bar.
All right, guys, welcome back to the Raw Blaze Show. I'm here with Twiggy, and of course, Chico is going to join me live from Outer Yard, right, Chico?
Now she gets up in her feelings. Yeah, wagwan.
Yeah, wagwan. Everything good?
There, man.
Yes. Where the yard?
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. It's the green.
Yeah, Mr. the Green. What part of yard? You there, Chico?
Oh, Barbican, I live still.
Oh, Barbican. Yeah, so Chico, I have a lot of listeners from all over the world, and so how would you introduce Chico to someone who is meeting Chico and his music for the first time? How would you describe yourself as an artist?
Wow. You know, I'm a diverse individual who will sing, DJ, whatever, love music. A chill person who is, them say humble, yeah, some claim it, humble but hardworking, and love people, and I mean, I'm respectful, and ready for anything.
Ready for anything. Yeah. By the way, Chico, we have Twiggy in studio. You guys have ever crossed paths before?
That was the first thing I did. Ooh. I said, but she never hear me.
No, man, big up yourself, Chico. Of course. Oh, you always cross paths.
That was the first thing I did. I would say, hey, Twiggy, coming at me, I'll party away from it.
And Chico, maybe I'll pass you last week in Kingston and never even know see you, because you look young and fresh, same way.
Yo, you were in Kingston?
Yep.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Where in Kingston were you? At the studio?
I was all over the place.
Oh. Well, maybe. But you look the same. Twiggy, stop it. You don't even change.
Well, you know what? I think our era, there is something in the water where we didn't drink. And it just keeps us looking like we're youngish, you know?
Oh, I must say, Twiggy, that song you just sing a while ago. Wow.
Oh, wow. Lord, man. Oh, Lord. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, do what we think, then. You understand me? I said, Twiggy.
Why, can I tell you? I just tell the host, say, me have one new song where I come where I'm going to make you grab your pearls, you know?
talking about new songs, Chico, how did you get your, as I asked all my guests, how did you get started into music? How did you get started?
All right, you know, I'm gonna get started. You know, it's back in high school when you know the thing already. When I got high school, you lick the Dexter, man.
Short of your high school for me. Short of your school.
Large up St. Catherine, you know.
All right.
Spanish, mm-hmm. You know. Yeah. Yes. So you lick the Dexter in classroom and then lunchtime. So get on and eat the tree, man. Go on, beer things, lick chest and pan and everything. You know what I mean? So, You know what I mean? I went to school with Mr. G. So we used to be a part of that program. So when after leaving high school, you know, we did add a little moment where whenever I had done nothing. And Mr. G, Mr. G just want to become DJ from high school. So start out. Twiggy's supposed to know the kind of person Mr. G is. Anybody?
Yeah.
So, you know, anything him set in mind, that's him want to. So me, you know, me never used to know no song. Me used to just sing some song in my own words, but me know the melody. So him know and do me sing. So, you know what I mean? He went to start go studio and me never really start off with him. And, you know, keep my studio and, you know, me start looking to it and me say, yo, you know what, me go try a thing, you know. Start go to studio, but you know, studio business is hard. You know, you have to years before you get into the studio. So, you know, we start going to studios and we start realizing, you know, say this don't look three hard at low when I get for record, you know, I mean, hear some people when I think kind of ahead of them in a singing. I mean, not for one on or anything, but you know, people in music because they feel like they can be singers and they're not really. Twiggy can tell you that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's the same thing.
When I hear that, I'm motivated. I was like, you know what? I'm not three bad dead, man. I'm going to start hit the studios with me and Mr. G and that was it, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like a year after hitting the studio, with the kind of cool off, because you know that broke pocket something never work out. So I get a job and then it never work out. I'm going to come back in the music and that was it. When I start just go all out. And I met Twiggy at that time, you know what I mean? I went used to go to Donovan and I saw that beautiful girl. And me and Twiggy, I don't even think she remember. I think we did Brooks Park.
Yes.
Them time your mother there everywhere.
My sister, it was my big sister. She, my mother never let me go anywhere unless my big sister chaperoned me.
Remember me tell you. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, so I started off like that, you know, and then you know the rest was history. But it's a while before we get a song, but you know it, Gary, you have to work and you know, you have to try do your best.
For real.
Mr. G was a big influence behind the music career interest. You know what I mean? And then after we did the studio, then I said, all right, you know what? We're not three bad. Now I do my thing.
Yeah, for real. And Chico, what are some of the major stages you've hit, whether it's locally or abroad, in terms of your music? Because when we in high school, no, man, it's just like how you are do you think around that you have people in a high school that try sound like a Chico, sound like everybody? So me couldn't sing, so me leave it alone to them. So what are some of the stages, both locally and internationally, are the places that your music has brought you?
All right, well, me can't brag upon a sting on a sound fest because they never booked me. But me, I make a spend them. Mm-hmm. And you know what I mean? Overseas now, me do summer jam, me do some more for German fest. We do some tour in Japan, like in 2002. Mm-hmm. Canada, we do never really do the reggae big show, but we do some nice size clubs.
Yes.
In France, because y'all know that in 2005, got a guy who was signed to Universal Record, and that was it where I get that platform to perform in France. So I perform in quite a few big stadiums with that guy because he was signed to Universal. Otherwise, from that, you know, any pan and knock. Twiggy can tell you. Any pan and knock, we did it.
Yes. If Calabar,
yeah, man. Any pan and knock, we did it. Europe, everywhere, you know.
I can remember it, I don't know, because I'm over 20 years now. So, yeah, but you know.
You just look like 20, Chico. No, but true.
Just go over the part, then nobody say nothing. Go over the penis.
Over the penis section. You have a new song. You have any new songs or new projects coming out, Chico?
Yo, you know, say it is like a violation when you ask the artist that, you know, because we always have.
What new projects do you have coming out, Chico?
A songs we don't even label yet. Me about three songs where we don't get a title yet. So you gotta get them. Me gotta make sure say so get them after me title them.
All right.
You know what I mean? we'll get them, but we have a couple songs plus the ones that we, plus songs that we never gave before.
Yes. Have some,
you know, when you give a diss track or a DJ songs, you can't give them too much. You have to give them like a 3 maximum.
Me have more than 3 for you, right? yes, that's good.
Can't bother with that, brother. I'd rather have too much. So, yeah, we have a whole heap of songs in the pipeline, and, you know, but I think it depends. The line with that one, do a collaboration with that. I'm not lying, you know.
I would love to see that.
Well, I'm gonna make sure that we know where to find each other. And when I come back down, which is soon, we have to link up and do some work and stuff. Yeah.
And thank you.
I know. And when you see a while ago, say you didn't see this pretty girl, Mr. Chica, the thing pretty.
You say, what's your humility, man?
All right, Twiggy, I always look like a little baby.
She said the same thing, so she always look like a little baby.
Yeah, all right, so baby. I'll meet it tiny. I just know me start looking like them time I come like a baby. Remember the first time I come on the stage? We go sing for Jeremy and Donovan. Jeremy, that song about girl like crab and them under the room. Make nice. Yeah. You know what a lady say? Oh, that little bit did I come out of it?
I'm not even come out of eggshell good.
What? So Chico, how tall are you, Chico? Yeah, how tall are you?
I'm 5'6", man.
Oh, 5'6". Okay, that number. And took you taller than him.
We are trying to make everybody know something taller than him.
So. No, me never see someone go.
I'm 5'7".
Yes. Okay. Cool. All right. So what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna play one of Chico's songs, guys, out for the break, and then we'll come back. We're gonna ask. We're gonna ask him what direction is the dance hall going in, and you know, and how we can try and influence the upcoming, you know, youth in the dance hall. So give us a second, guy. We're gonna be back real soon. But let's take it out with this one.
Life set away a dog, me no know who fi trust. Mankind too vicious. Your best friend will shoot you up. Your best friend will shoot you up. Bad mind gone on a next level. Crush full gone on a next level. I me no know who support them. Me a clean so me no support them. Dirty heart gone on a next level. Ready eye gone on a next level. I me no know who support them. Me want know.
All right, guys, welcome back to the Raul Blaze Show with me, your host, Raul Blaze. In studio, we have Twiggy, and of course, virtually, we have, it seemed like since we go on break, it get real dark, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Light night just come on suddenly. Yes.
So, my outside still.
Yeah, that tune a while ago. How new is that tune just now?
Yeah, man, I've been doing it in like December, last year.
Okay.
Never go and say just dead. I sit down and wait for the time. You understand?
Yes. Yeah. This bad. That's
in a but you know, we did. I think it released in a them time there, November, December.
Okay. You perform it? Have you performed it live yet? The song yet?
No, sir. Song they never. Then we had it. Go already, man.
Yeah. So like Chico, like how now the sector open back. What is it like now that the sector open back? They have shows and things like one where you perform and thing.
Yeah, every week I have shows. You know, so recently me visit a little event in a New Kingston and call me and because I want to tell us that the event was not upcoming, like the modern artism now, the artism of now. And
yes.
The artism look like they never show up. So them they kind of disappointed. So them randomly I pick people from another crowd, and me did put part and they still like to call me on. I'm going on draw about 5 song a cappella.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man. I mean, things are going, man. Outdoors events a lot.
Okay.
With the one I have no restriction.
Okay, and I want to ask this question first, but I want to go with Twiggy for this question. Twiggy, what is the state of dancehall now? As someone who's been in industry for a while, how do you see dancehall and reggae now, and where do you see it moving in the future?
Okay, you know, everything has to evolve at some point,
mm-hmm.
And I personally have no problem with that.
Yes.
But for me personally, you know, not everyone, because some of the younger generation are do some really good work.
Yes.
But for the most part, you know, I see where it's going in a direction where it's kind of a little bit scary. And every time one of the legends in pass, I get sadder and sadder, because it's like I feel like the gap is opening and no one is there to fill it, because them kind of push we out, so we all, and so it's the younger generation. So we are hoping that they will carry the banner and carry it with, you know, the respect and the love for the music. For me personally, as I say, I am not one that follows like violence. I'm not one that follows the whole sexing.
Yes,
you
yes,
know?
Yes.
Yeah, you can do a song that's a little raunchy, because people even said to me, a lot of your songs are sexually, you know, they have sexual connotations.
Yes.
To them, but you do it classy.
Yes.
You do it very classy. So for me, it's like you want it to evolve, not dissolve.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Matter, yes. Rhyme, the thing.
That's
no, you know,
that's
not
good.
Not dissolve. And so, you know, and I don't have a problem with the trap rhythm.
Yes.
I personally never ever thought,
mm-hmm,
that I would sing on a trap rhythm.
Yes.
But this is the new song we have now.
Yes.
I say I'm deliberately going to sing on a trap rhythm.
Yes.
And do it like old school Twiggy style.
Yes.
Just to prove that it's not the rhythm. It's what, yes, you put on it.
It's
what,
okay,
you put on it. So all I would want to say, if they will listen to somebody like me,
mm-hmm,
and not cuss me out, is just look at it from the passion. The passion of the music and the love of the music, and no matter the rhythm, whether it's Afro pop or,
mm-hmm,
or trap, or, you know, the original dancehall and reggae,
mm-hmm,
let's do something that will elevate and you know, motivate, and
okay,
then the rest, you can probably do some little thing, but
yes,
for the most part, yeah.
Okay, awesome. I'm Chica. What about you? How do you see the state of the music in Jamaica right now, and how do you see it evolving?
All right, I'm gonna be honest with you. Where me and Tugia come from, still a different dance hall, right? But like she say, you know, the music have to evolve, because when me come into music, third time, it was evolving at that time too. So, but like, you know, people keep talking about the trap. The only problem for me still is that the rhythm, them don't really have no vibes in them, like they used to, but then,
yes,
people. So it didn't really matter. But like she said now, the topic them, what am I talking about, and the rhythm them, is because of the rhythm soft. The rhythm them soft says, like, violence are the only thing can bring off the rhythm. Try the rhythm them too. I mean, I tell you, say, if I sing on it, I feel like me, I try too hard to be this American singer. Understand?
Yes.
So it's like the only thing you can put on a trap rhythm, I kill people, murder people, and,
yes,
understand?
Because, yes,
it comes in the softness.
Understand? Yes.
Understand? It music of always a change, you know. This wagwan,
yes,
right, a change, like the whole killing thing and gun thing and all that. It's a change, because,
yes,
I'm believing that them youth, I say, any day them take up them writing skills and put it to the next level and put some concepts in some songs, them, it's not gonna be normal, because them can't write, you know what I mean? Because when you listen to them write and what them think, you can hear, say, oh, good things in store. So for me, I don't worry about it. You know what I mean? It's just another phase and it's soon passed. You see me?
Okay. All right, guys. So now we have Mr. Lex join us right from out of Jamaica. Mr. Lex, we have Chico and we have Twiggy here. Welcome to the Raw Blaze Show, Mr. Lex.
Hey, bless up everybody. Wagwan, Twigs.
For real. I'm a day your papa.
Wagwan, Chico.
Dog diggy. Wagwan. Mr. Go out.
Bless up, everybody.
Bless up, bless up. You know, say,
yo, I'm getting old, man. I gotta enjoy the little life left, yo.
You know, Mr. Alex, on social media started.
Of course,
me? And on the music and on social media started. Eh?
I watch him all the time.
Yeah, TikTok boss, yeah, man. So, Mr. Alex, welcome to the show, boss, man. What going on? Where we go? Which part we are going on? The yellow shirt and beer things and where we are going?
Yo, so I'm struggling. I'm struggling now between going to Johnny Live comedy show and Tanya Stevens' performance. She have this acoustic performance, and so me, I struggle which one of them forgot you, but I probably try to make both of them.
Yes, yes. Those are two great events. I would love to go to Tanya Stevens acoustic live.
Yeah, should they have Bamboo Bar? Should they have Bamboo Bar tonight? The acoustic performance and Johnny Live there at Hope Garden. Christopher Daly.
Yes.
The community thing. Yeah.
Bamboo, the one about Barbican.
Barbican, right.
And why is it so young, Miss Alex? Why still look so young?
I don't know, enough. You know what? to the Starbucks and this youth. So yo, Miss Alex, come here. Frantically. So I went across him and he was like, yo, what you drink, man? So man said, what you mean, man, I drink? Yo, from me, I go to high school now, listen, you know. I'm a big man now. I was like, oh, shit.
I hear that all the time. Some big people are looking at me. Them say, well, listen to you from where a little pig. Oh. It's like, what the heck?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I guess, I don't know. I still own an Xbox.
that isn't meaning to get my mind.
I don't know, man. My kids. Cause you know, my kids, them. For some reason, them always challenge me about swag. Oh, my days done on them all, and I feel them days now. So, I have to try to keep ahead of them. So, but I don't know. Man. I'm in a competition with my kids. I don't know, man.
Yeah. So, Miss Alex, let us for those who are listening from other parts of the world who are being introduced to Miss Alex for the first time. You know, that might be the tiny minority. How would you describe Miss Alex as an artist and your role in Dance House of Art?
I don't even know how to answer that question. I just express myself, you know, and I just make music how I feel it. And I do it my way. I do it my way. You know what I say? People give me the honors of being a veteran or a legend or something or all of that. But I graciously just do what, like, I love doing music and I love performing and, you know, I love touring and things. And I just do it because I love it. So, like I really don't know if I answer the question. You know, I never get into the game. I never started DJing because I wanted to be the best DJ or I wanted to be number one. If I end up being the best DJ or end up being number one, that would have just been bonus. But I did it because I love it and I love attention. You know, I guess we're artists. That's what we do. That's why we turn artists. So we love attention. I love the attention. I love performing. I like the crowd. I like all of that. And I just do it for that. And I guess the accolades come in, you know, I just gracefully accept them.
Yeah, yeah. And talking about high school, even though you say it now, because I used to listen to Mr. I tell you before the break, I used to listen to Miss Alex in high school, but him look what that man, you understand? But when I was in fourth
look on Twiggy, you talk about me, look on Twigs.
Look on Chico,
you talk about me.
Each person came on interview, the other person said the same thing before me there. So we me there
look on Twiggy.
And me and him look at the same age. And me, as the people that we listen to in high school. So I remember when I was in fourth form and I heard like, I hear the guy another yak. Everybody pan fourth form, every single body pan the black I try is sound like that. You understand? And the question I'm getting to is what inspired your sound? Because when you came on the scene, you sound different from every single body. Your voice was recognizable. What inspired your sound and your difference?
First of all, me take a little bit of things from Holy Padiji. Like the humor in my music me took from Professor Nuts. Okay. The flamboyant appearance, I took that from Shabba Ranks.
Yes.
The lyrical part that come from Lieutenant Stitchy and Papa San, and you know, like me say, I take little parts from different DJ and put together. And when we just started out, I guess, you know, with every artist, you search with all kind of sounds until you come up on your sound, and that's, you know, I guess that's what I did. One thing for sure though. I always a twang. It's because I want me. I don't want to carve out a little road for myself. I wanted to sound. I never want to sound like everybody else. I wanted to sound like me. You know what I say? Yeah. And I always watched when growing up. I'm watching the interview with, you know, the generation of artists before me. I always cringe because you know, like most of them never really know how to do an interview or all of that. So I always tell myself, like, you know what, I want to be the different, you know, I want to sound different and, you know, make sure when I do an interview, you know, I mean, I say, you know, not to try to sound academically better than anybody else, but at least try to, you know, put that little, you know, make the interview sound intelligent and, you know, I mean, I say, and, I just wanted to sound different and carve out a thing for myself, isn't it?
Yes, and it's glad you mentioned those people because from our perspective as high school, high school young men and young women, the closest person we compared you to was Beanie Man back then, and because we never known about music, you know, we just high school, but that was a comparison that we saw in high school.
Yeah, I had that comparison a lot, and to tell you the truth, with the kind of DJ like him in the beginning too. And before I find my sound, though, for real. So I have to big up Beanie Man, you know, big, for real.
Okay. And what about new projects you have out right now? I have some songs here for you. Which one of these are new?
All right. That's for new project. I'm about to drop one more album and done with this now. I've been doing this for 30 years now, and I don't want to be like some other DJ where I try DJ till them can't walk again or they're sitting. I can't bother with that. You know, people always tell me some I can't walk and then sitting there. So I'm like, yo, you know what? You know, them last days, let me just try to, you know, make a transition into that. I've always wanted to do a TV show, though. I've always wanted to have a TV show, you know, like Jimmy Kimmel or one of them type of show where, you know, it's funny, but me have a guest. And, you know, performance at the end and stuff like that. So I always wanted to do that. So, like I said, may I drop one more album, do probably about one or two more tour, and then call it quits and move on to something else. You know what I say? My latest project, though, my latest project was this EP named Touchdown, which I wanted to be the first major artist to drop a major project with be a young artist on it. And it was really good. Shout out to all of the young artists them on it. The seven songs, seven young artists, and it, yo guys, go stream it. Name Touchdown. Yeah, and then you don't know my thing. No, me have some bag of girl singles when me promote and then sit name. One name. Couldn't You, produced by Mineral Boss. And I have the song with me and Beanie Man. One foreign artist named Lord Abstract. Right now, that's so. I guess that's it for now. But my main thing right now is trying to make the transition into TV, is it?
Okay. And then of course, you're doing that with your what is the importance? I guess you actually answered that question already. But what is the importance of having a social media presence as an artist?
I can't answer for everybody else, but what me know is them look up at me, I go know me one way or another. You know me one way or another.
yeah. Chico, you have a social media presence, Chico. Like you depend on social media like that. You depend on mute, Chico. You depend on mute.
Mm. Oh, sorry, not like Mr. Alex. Mr. Alex, love it, man. Hey, me know Alex from what name? X said no.
Oh, for real.
Alex, you remember?
Miss Alex, freeze.
I freeze him. Look at it. Look like him. Let me take that picture here, because I'm going to catch this. It look like him acting. Come on, man.
I freeze him.
It look like him trying acting talent, in a man. Yeah. Yeah. What about you, Twiggy? You have a social media presence like that? You have a TikTok account?
What? I tried this TikTok thing last week.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where it go. I not even know the video go when we post it.
Really?
I have no idea. I'm still looking for that TikTok video. I am such a social media novice. I'm trying.
Chico, continue. I'm not here, Miss Alex. Chico, continue what you said.
Yeah, man. I'm on TikTok and I'm trying TikTok, but you know, like Twiggy said, I'm not really. I'm not the kind of person who love post 7 minutes, you know. But I'm on TikTok. It's Chica Dancehall.
Okay.
Chica, okay. You're too shy, man.
I'm not shy, no?
You know, Chica, you know you can do it. Chica, you see, you tell you how you can do it. You see, if you can get one of your song them, right?
Yeah.
Say, because most of the song them we are going good on TikTok now, or somebody on TikTok, a long time songs. Mm-hmm. Where a lot of this generation have discovered some long time songs from TikTok. Because you have a song now, Chico, if you make a challenge to one of your songs them and tell people to do the challenge, I saw your song get to start stream again. The challenge thing is a big thing. You understand? Mr. Alex,
no,
just
you know, you know something about that? It's kind of weird about that. You know, it's you have to catch the algorithm. Because if it was that easy, then everybody could have done it. It's not really that easy still, you know, but you just have to catch an algorithm. And I don't know how to explain that. But
yes.
Yeah, it's not as easy as that, but just do a challenge and everybody.
It's not as easy. However, him can try it. So all the algorithm work now is TikTok algorithm weird. First of all, it's very niche. So if for example, yes, if you want to get big in a TikTok, your first 5 videos have to be the exact same thing. So like me now, me dance and me do my comedy and thing. But right now TikTok put me in a niche at Jamaican things that Jamaican do, top 10 Jamaicans this. So if me try do one thing now and try to showcase my Japanese or my Spanish algorithm, lick me down, me I get 5 views. So what Mr. Alex say, you have to catch our algorithm and a very niche for you to trend like that. So
but Chico, for real though, you have songs that will work still, you know. You have sang with works, so I guess you just have to turn up your presence on social media, though.
We have to come to your school, Mr. Lex.
Yes. So I want
to look at Twiggy. Oh, damn.
Yeah, she's young. Yeah, Twiggy is looking. She is looking young and vibrant. Yes.
Miracles happen. Hey,
Twiggy does look like that. Hey, brother, she don't look no different.
Yeah, man. Yeah, yo. Like I'm sitting here like, damn, I can't believe it. Damn.
Yeah, she like an incubator. She didn't have to box side.
Yeah, for real.
Mr. Alex, may I go bring this question to you because I asked it too. Where do you see dancehall now as it is? The current state of dancehall, where do you see it? How do you describe it? How do you see it evolving?
Answer the question, I see, because then always say we are all artists and we're bad mind them. But hey, listen,
also doing a thing.
So nobody have control over the generation changes, and every 10 years the generation change. You know, each generation choose the way they wear them clothes. You know, the slang them change. You know, them change how them listen to music. Them change to what them listen to and everything. So, there's always going to be a change. That's the first thing with the music. So I don't want my generation of artists to cuss about, yo, them, the youth them now do them thing. The youth them are all right. The youth them are do them thing. Because they're getting famous and them getting richer for it. So clearly somebody love what them are do. The unfortunate thing is that for the last 2 times the music changed, it changed for the worse. And that's, we just have to accept that. We just have to accept that. The last 2 times the music changed, it's changed for the worse. So like now, it's going to change again. And then we can only hope that the next time it changed for the better. You know what I mean? I say, but like, you know, core artists for just continue to do what they're doing. You know what I say, and I don't know, but them, them all right to me. I mean, I like some of them. Some of them are total trash.
Yes.
No doubt. Some of them are total trash, but some of them are right. And you know what I say, I guess like I say, there's nothing we can do about that. The music ever change. It's gonna change. It's not gonna stay. Cause you know, when time me just bust and me I drop my flow, I changed the game with all your DJ and the flow. Hey yo, Sonny, first of all, give me my money. I use my money, you know, make the whole place, but me you know funny. See then what remember say the man me that said me going like me a foreign artist and oh watch going like a rap me a rap and then sit there. Well no, I just changed me, you know, it is a change. The game does change. Mm-hmm. But like me say, we just have to hope that the next time the business change, it changed for the better. But the music good still, you know, it's just that what do you then really understand is the world outside Jamaica still love bass, drum and bass. They still love that, no matter what. So that thing with them called trap whatever, with the pingy.
Trapal, they call it trapal now.
It not really touch the core fans internationally, because them still depend. Them still up on Bam Bam rhythm, them still up on Punani rhythm, them still up on them rhythm there, you know what I say? And the next thing again is foreign, the Americans, them already have for them own trap music. Where them can't stand either.
So I know, they don't like trap over here neither.
They have for them own trap music where them can't stand either. So they're not gonna leave it for come deal with our trap music. You know what I said? So which is why Coffee, the last big song for play upon major urban and international radio is Coffee Song to us. That had the last song, and that was back about 2-3 years ago. Nobody else has do it yet because nobody now dropped the reel. So this is why Afrobeats come take over, because them still are dealing drum and bass. Them still deal with that. And that's why them gone wrong way. Unfortunately, me have to say that, because them really do. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And that's why Afrobeats them gone wrong with that, because them still are dealing drum and bass and thing. And that's why I try to tell them youth and nobody say, yo, are the drum and bass still really, you know? Are the drum and bass, you know? And bassline and them thing, you know? You know what I say? But like I said, hopefully the next time the music change, it change for the better, is it?
Yeah, and Chico, do you believe that the dance part of dancehall is disappearing? Well, of course you have Ding Dong Ravers, because say him, but do you believe so the whole idea of a dance, of a go off a dance, enjoy yourself? Chico, do you think that this still is a strong part of dancehall music?
Yeah, man, and Lali and Ding Dong and the other man, them now do them things, same, eh? Okay. That is the dancing a vibes thing, you know. So.
Yeah.
Like you say, them are them thing. Cause no people out there still right now maybe have some bad dance song where maybe iterate all tomorrow and by next week it big. It work. Mm-hmm. You know? But it's a scene.
And people like a dance anyway. From a bad rhythm out there, people like a dance. I mean, from the rhythm bad, people like a dance anyway. So
yeah.
You know, it's kinda like I said, the generation changes, and with that, people change the way them dance, even the way them dress. The slang them change, all of that change. So, you know, probably, you know, the next time it come on again, people probably dance on them ears. And then we probably find it weird.
You know, see, Ellie new song, touch your head, Ellie new song. So
exactly. Yes. Mm-hmm. You see, like our people. I don't mean to cut you, but our culture is not used to the youth them a dance with them waistline and them thing there. So them dirt bunks and them dance there. People kind of find it weird and kind of find it funny, but it's not, because African people been a do that long time.
Yes.
You know what I say? And it's just dance. If, like, I think it's time we come out of that cloud, that circle where we have people. I think about, you can't do this because you can't do that because it look this way and it look this. Nah, it's just dancing. And you just got to accept it for what it is. You know what I say? We just are accustomed to youth a dance from the waist and then sit there. But if you check it out, Bogle used to do it.
Yes. That's a book. Most of Bogle dancing,
you know what I say? And I just saw the generation them change. I saw them a dancing also. And you know what? They want more time you out them just dirt took them now more.
Well, you can dirt to me. Dirt always in my house.
Let me tell you, Twiggy, you want to see me out there dirt.
I don't know the bird.
Look at the bird. Chico, go ahead.
No, Mr. Silex, when I go out in dirt bunks, man, I see, man.
Ah, you remember one night I was there, Jungles? What you talk about, man? We did the place wicked. Them not more than me. If them are 20, they are 21. Hey, if they are 22, me are 23.
More time when me are doing dirt bunks, we go up on my 2 point.
Yeah.
You know, like the bird to Tugi?
I'm not really sure how to do that one day yet.
Okay.
But the dirt bunks. Silex
can teach you that one.
Yeah, man. I'm not a fall cub yet, but I work on one.
And the last, a lot of songs these days now. One of the controversial topics in the dance are the whole chopping thing. In terms of people openly are singing about the whole scamming thing. I don't know if you guys have any opinions on this topic in dance. What do you think about people singing openly about scamming? Let me start with you, Twiggy. Because there was this video that went viral that this girl, she said, me tired of chop, moa. You know, it went viral recently because she go up on stage and talk to the man. Let me hear your opinions. What about you think that is a kind of a moral, it cross a moral border in dance, or what do you think about that, Twiggy?
To tell you the truth, you know, I've never heard one of those scamming songs. I don't really keep up with the times too much anymore.
Yes.
So I've never really heard it, but so to tell the truth, I'd have to hear what's going on before I can really give my opinion about it, really.
Okay.
Ewa. You see, we grow up, or my generation grow up, we know it's a certain thing they don't say, certain things they don't sing about, certain things they don't know, because it manifests certain things, where it's the words and power sound, mm-hmm. But them generation don't really understand that. Like, Ewa, you see, the harsh reality of it is, our generation, like the 70s and early 80s generation, them are the last generation to respect them parents.
Yes. Yes.
We are the last generation I'm afraid for cuss bad word, even though we're adults in front of of old people. Like even I'm a grown ass man. I got grown ass kids, but I still feel uncomfortable for curse a bad word in front of some adults or some elderly people.
Of course.
Them youth and a response about that. Them not have nothing to deal with that. First of all, them DJs, them not no inspiration from no other DJ. Them just get up and come to them thing. Like really, bro? Come on, man. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of weird. It's kind of weird though. But like for me can't do that. I cannot glorify certain things. You know what I'm saying? And I guess that's why I may end up going to root a girl. I sing music for girl picnics. You know what I'm saying? Because I can't glorify certain things. And me personally, if I'm not doing it, me can't sing. Say me I do it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Is okay. What I say? So they now go hear me. I say how much gun me have because I'm not no gun. You know, I sing some have 15 hours because I don't have 15 hours.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I don't have 25 cars, so I'm not going to, you know, I said, we might hear me sing some have a bag of girl. I mean,
yes.
Because you have a bag of girl.
You know the thing about the
truth. You know what, Ron? As I said before, the passion that we have for the music, when we sing from the core, we sing from the heart, we sing with everything that is in us, you know? Mm-hmm. So when we are singing, it's like we sing with meaning.
Yes,
as you said, these kids nowadays, them just sing because singing just did it for do and money just did it for make.
Oh, and them just rhyme. Them just put together some rhyme and just
some
rhyme.
Of them don't even rhyme. Some of them just I don't even know what they're doing.
Them slime.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Something, you know? Might have commit crime.
Hey, I'm trying not to know. Chico. All right, Chico look like in the
band. Why did I black out?
In black out because when we started interviewing him out there in the sun. All right, guys, so we're gonna just finish up now. I'm gonna give each of you your just a last word, and you know where people can check you out and what advice you have for people, for these young youths coming up in the business who are actually looking towards, you know, getting into music or looking for a positive, you know, way in music.
I'm gonna go first, Peggy.
Okay. Yes. For the youths, for me, just take your time with it because nothing happens before time. But sometimes we feel like we have, especially in the music business, sometimes we feel like we have to push hard and try to do everything just like everybody else. You know, all of us have a piece of the pie. So I think when it's your time, it's just your time.
Okay.
You know, so, you know, just have faith in God and just go for it and just go start and keep on honing your craft. And once you start honing your craft, then when the gate open, you're ready for the world, you know. You can't just run out there half ready and stuff. Just do what you gotta do, and then when it happens, you know. As for where you can find me, I'm Twiggy Music, everything. Twiggy Music channel, Twiggy Music, even on Google. If you want for anything about Twiggy, just Google Twiggy Music, and it show you everything Twiggy. Twiggy Music on Instagram. Twiggy Music. I think I follow you on Instagram too, Mr. Lex.
Really?
I want to stalk them neatly.
I go look for you and follow you back.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I think I do, yeah. And Twiggy Music on Facebook. The only place that's Twiggy Bird is Twitter. Twitter is Twiggy Bird.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's basically it.
Okay, and then we're looking forward to.
I gotta say to the young artist that first of all, if I listen to Wabi, you have to be talented. Sit down and think about, not because you can't sing, that means he's an artist. Not because you could sing. There's a lot of people out there who could sing. If you ever go to karaoke and hear some people sing, they must sing them, you know what I say? But them is not artists. You gotta think about, because you know, I think the gate too easy for everybody to come say them an artist and say them a singer and say them a this. No, not because you can't sing two songs, because you can't put together two lines, that means you're an artist. If you really want to do this, because this is hard work, yo.
It is
a lot of work. It takes a lot to work. And if you can't take criticism,
constructive criticism.
If you can't take constructive criticism, you have to go low this because people, in our game, then, you know, people, hey, it rough out there. So, you know, first of all, you got to be talented. You know, make sure, you know, this is what you want to do. Make sure this is what you love. You know what I'm saying? And then you will just enjoy it the rest of the way because, and I like, you got to sing and it happen. Just notice the artist, then we sing the first song and then them bust. That's it. But when you put in work, when you put in years of work, when you put in time and all of that, and you start getting rewards, them, that's a better thing because then you can create a career. You know what I'm saying? So just make sure so this is your love, man.
Okay, okay, awesome. Chico.
Oh, sorry, yeah. Right, yes. Here, right?
Yes. Over to you. Oh, you heard the question?
No, what was the question? Sorry,
So what next? What's next for you, and what advice would you give to the youths or people who want to, they believe that this is what they want to do?
All right. Well, for me, still, you know, we can't talk like Mr. Lex has come. Mr. Lex did reach a point in the career where the whole universe knew him. You know, nobody know Chico like that.
Still, yo, Chico, come on, man. You need to stop saying that, bro. Stop saying that, bro. You right now you have it sang with older than my son, then we're still a play.
Yeah. So but me, I say still the fuck me, I say still is like we still have more milestones to go. And me not gonna say me know I gotta retire soon or whatever, but me not gonna put that myself. You know what I mean? Okay. I mean might have other dreams to prolong later, but for now me still have my career for deal with and I.
Yes.
But Chico is that, you know, whole more songs. Me never do an album in my life before. I mean, I hope say if it's something like an album or close to an album, I have to get something like that done. You know what I mean? Because I leave a mark when I'm gone, people can't remember some of the exit. You know what I mean? And as for the, you know what I mean? What was the question again? Body youths?
Yeah, yeah, just what kind of words? Advice. Words, advice.
Well, you know, yeah, of course, you have to have talent. Like I said before, you know, people coming at the game and sing and, you know, it not mean some kind of sing like Mr. Lex. As I said before, you're a singer. You have to come and come with the A game and come with something different. You know what I mean? Bring food to the game. And of course, Mr. Lex has something good where Mr. Lex to do when he can. So it's to acknowledge, say, oh, you take something from somebody. You know what I mean? You never just bond the artist. You have to see somebody who would inspire you. And, you know, and you take something from that and you put it to the next level. Whatever you want to do. But just remember where you're coming from. And of course, you know what I mean? Left a legacy too. Unless you come for just be a buzz and, you know. And of course, you know, if you're in school, continue school. Get your education, finish up. And, you know what I mean? Read a lot so you can bring more to the table in terms of, like, creativity. And of course, respect. Come with respect. Because it goes a far way. I look like I know nothing, but it goes a far way. I remember say, oh, you got to have your down days. And when your down days come, nobody not going to look for you. And if I lose the love, you're gonna hurt yourself. And then, of course, you know what I mean? No, you know, you're prime. Armagy. You know, you're prime. Now you're making money. Put it to good use. Get your house, get your finance together the way you have to do. Don't waste no time on my back, girl, or some things that are necessary. Do what you have to do now, because when it's gone, it's gonna take a while. All right? Save your money and invest it. Get your place together. Take care of your family. Don't have 1,500 girls on the stand, you know? Set a new example.
Me a true word, panda. Me a true word, panda.
You know, when they hear, like, people used to put on artists, like, oh, look at artists who are there, you know? So because...
Yeah, true that.
Bad things, and set bad example. When coming at the music, it kind of put a little bad impact on we. So them sitting here, remember, say, yo, they're going to leave something bad for the future to so make some better example.
True.
Not just the fame and the fortune. It's just a career, and if you leave a career, try to get some relief with it. Leave it in some club. I say, yo, I want to be an artist because being an artist, I can't see myself like this. Yeah, so yeah, just be this, take it like here. Love it. Respect everybody where they did before.
Yo, everybody, before you go, before y'all go,
yes.
though,
yes.
Twiggy, yo, Twiggy, yes. Yo, Twigs,
yep.
tell me where your phone tender now. Where your fountain are you there?
Oh,
and the same fountain where you have. I was just telling Ron that earlier that from our era we must drink something.
Mm-hmm.
But just keep no man. You think so you don't look young, Mr. Lex?
Nah, man.
At the era.
Yo, everybody, please follow me. All my social media handles are The Real Miss Alex. That's TheRealMrLexx. The Real Miss Alex. Every day, matter what, TikTok, Instagram, wherever, Twitter, wherever you're at, The Real Miss Alex. That's TheRealMrLexx. Twiggy, I'm going to follow you back now.
And Miss Alex, hold on. Chico, what was yours? You say yours already?
My Instagram is Chico Dancehall World. So everything basically is Chico Dancehall. So if you go Vivo, it's Chico Dancehall Vivo. The only difference with Instagram is that we just put world. You know what I mean? But everything is Chico Dancehall. Facebook, Instagram, Vivo, Twitter, and TikTok, same thing.
Oh, and Twiggy, it's T-W-I-G-G-I.
T-W-I-G-G-I. All right, guys, so I want to thank my guest today, Alison Maxwell, who wrote Listen In, Crucial Conversations on Race in the Workplace. And I had my legends here, Anthony Malvo, Twiggy, Mr. Lex, and Chino here on the Raw Blaze Show on Streaming Hub Radio. I want to thank all of you guys. You've made this was a wonderful discussion, and I'm so glad that you guys took time out of your busy mama Selena, your busy schedule to be here. And Mr. Lex, make sure say you make me know which one of the event that may end up going. All right,
cool, no problem.
When we come down, we are gonna studio together.
All right, for sure.
All right.
Alexis, right. I don't know where we're going.
Yeah, man. Yeah, for real, dog. For real, man.
Yeah, man. I'll know. We don't know where we're
going. I got a bad girl with him where ZJ Rush sent me, you know. All right. Can't fix things for nothing. I got WhatsApp, yo.
Please and thank you.
So guys, I'm looking forward for that collab between all of you, all right?
Yeah, man. Long time. Hey, listen. You see the trail rider, sir?
Yes.
We know each other. And I like when I know each other.
Yes.
Yeah, the trail we are family something.
Family something. And that by the time I go back to Jamaica, I'm supposed to be hearing something. So, and whenever you guys decide whatever you're doing, let us know, guys. And thank you so much for being a part of the Raw Blaze Show. And please enjoy the rest of your day. And for those who are listening, thank you so much for being with us. And catch you next week. All right.
Yeah, goodbye. Man,
adios. Up. Yeah, man. Respect. Take care. All right. So, Twiggy, have a wonderful day, and thanks for a night time now. So, have a wonderful night, and thank you for coming in studio. Okay. Konnichiwa. Good night. Good night. You're gonna say Oyasumi.
Oh, right.
Oyasumi. Right. Konnichiwa is hello, but at least you remember something. Some people don't remember anything.
And Ohayou gozaimasu.
All right, guys. So we're gonna the only person song we didn't play is Mr. Alex. So we're gonna finish the show with Mr. Alex. So for those for all the people now who are heading out now who aren't going to take up who aren't going to the kitchen, make sure and listen to that one here from Miss Alexa. No, me can't find cook. Me try find cook, but me not play it. All right. Thank you guys so much. And thanks for joining us on the Raw Blaze Show. And thanks to my guests. All right. Twiggy, big up yourself. All right.
Thank
later.
You.